You're welcome, you're welcome. This is the Sunny Side, 20 minutes past 12. Good afternoon to you. How are you doing? It's a Thursday, and today is the 18th day in the month of August. Now, some people have been expecting the August break to happen. I feel like it happened in July. It didn't really rain that much in July. So the weather keeps changing every day. It goes from sunshine to cloudy to drizzling. And then there's a rainfall. And sometimes maybe it's raining. It could be raining in some parts of not just the states, even the city. And then in some other parts, there's nothing happening. No rains. And people are just enjoying the weather. But whether or not the August break happens, it's all good, right? We've enjoyed the break in July. All right, welcome on board. So, what are we talking about today? Yes, yes, yes. So, I'm interested in something that happens every single day. And I'm pretty sure it's happening right now. Somewhere. Not just somewhere. If not everywhere. In Port Harcourt and beyond Port Harcourt as well. Breaking traffic rules. I mean, that's something that a lot of drivers do. Like, they don't care. They're just moving, driving. Whatever the rules are, they do not care. Or is it about not caring or a matter of not knowing? So maybe it's not a matter of I don't care. It could be a matter of I do not know. It's an ignorance issue. All right. So we're going to narrow down this conversation. We'll narrow it to commercial drivers. All right. Commercial drivers. We'll be looking at commercial drivers and, you know, why they do not obey traffic rules. Yeah, I'm sure this is something that you are conversant with. Yeah, move around in the city of Port Harcourt right now. Get into the roads, you know, and just stand by the roadside and observe the drivers, the commercial drivers, and see the way they drive. Whether it's the tricycle riders or the taxi drivers or the bus drivers, the commercial ones, there's a way they drive. So we'll talk about why they do not obey traffic rules. I'm actually looking for that why. The why, you know. Because I feel if we find out why, maybe we can, from there, find out how to get them to start obeying traffic rules. All right? Well, of course, I agree. It's not only the commercial drivers who disobey traffic rules or do not obey. But the drivers of private vehicles and, of course, commercial drivers, they all default, all right? Or could be defaulters. But my focus today is on commercial drivers. We'll have that conversation. My name is Constance Mega. I'll go on a break.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
All right, you're welcome back. It's 12:27 on the clock right now, and you are welcome back to the show. It's the Sunny Side on 92.3 Nigeria Info, and my name is Constance. All right, join us on Facebook, on Twitter, and of course, get on the website and let your family and friends know. All right, www.nigeriainfo.fm. Now, Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. I'm sure you heard that before now, though. Just a reminder. Okay, so why do commercial drivers not obey traffic rules. So I saw a video yesterday. It was posted online. And it actually showed how a commercial driver, a taxi driver precisely, jumped the traffic light at an intersection somewhere in Abuja. And he led to an accident. So the private car that was involved in that particular crash had a dashboard camera that showed what happened. So these are the things we see almost every time. People driving, especially commercial drivers now, because they are our focus, all right? And they're not obeying traffic rules. Now, I actually read through the conversation, you know, on that particular post. And some persons were arguing that the private car owner should have slowed down since he was getting to, what's he called, an intersection. Another person goes, no. Did you see the traffic light? It was actually showing green. So he was on the right, on his right. He was supposed to just keep moving. But this other guy chose not to look at the traffic light for whatever reason. And then an accident happened. So my concern is, why? You know, there are people who feel that taxi drivers, they drive like they own the road. There's something I noticed also in Port Harcourt. Yes, here we have the task force on illegal motor parks and all that. And they are there to ensure that the drivers, I mean, every motorist, right, is doing the right thing. But, it seems they are there to apprehend defaulting private car owners. It seems like that's what they are there for. Not all of them anyway, but sometimes that's what I see. You could see that the taxi drivers misbehaving, some of them. Definitely not all of them. And they do not get the level of gbazgbos, like we would say in Nigeria, that would come from these task force officials if it were a private car that did the same thing, or a private car owner or driver that did the same thing a commercial or taxi driver did. They don't get the same level of attention. So perhaps this is one of the reasons why they keep misbehaving. Because they feel like task force will not hold me like that. Wait till they won't collect for the moto pan. This is my moto that is like this. What can they do? Although we've also heard or had issues or stories where some of these taxi drivers will come and say, oh, they took my battery, they did this and did that in some parts of the state, right? Or the city. But most times we find them not obeying traffic rules. They are the ones who will take one way and they are speeding. They are not slowing down. They would almost want to knock someone down. I mean, I've had such experience before. And they would still shout at you. You know, they see road. So I'm asking, why? Why do they not obey traffic rules? So let's talk about this. And we'll also look at what can actually be done to curb violation of traffic rules. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002. I have Bright from Olu Obasanjo. Oh, wow. Interesting. Hi, Bright. Okay, you're going to have to call back. All right. Thank you very much. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. 0003. And you can send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. We have God's Power from Onne. Hello, God's Power.
Yeah, Constance, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Yeah, though this problem affects many drivers, both in private and commercial. However, commercial drivers, they do it more. Yes, they break traffic and rules more. Now, one of the reasons is that they want to meet up. Many of them don't ask questions. Because some of them, the vehicle they collect on high purchase. Some of them, they do daily settlements. Some of them, they are family people, such that if they get back home, what would they explain to their family? So they are in a hurry. They want to meet up. The private man can be patient and drive accordingly while on the road. But many taxi drivers, I mean many, not all, many, they want to meet up. They don't have patience. And it is bad because patience is a virtue. Thank you very much. This is God's Power from Onne.
All right. Thank you very much, God's Power. He says they want to meet up. Influence is coming. Is calling from Rumodara. Hello, Influence.
Okay, good afternoon, Constance.
Good afternoon to you. You're welcome.
Okay. I like this discussion, and I must say it's a very interesting one. I would like to speak from my experience. I live around Rumodara, but every day I pass the artillery junction. Now, you have the keke drivers and the taxi drivers who are always there at the junction. Mm. When the traffic light asks motorists to go, you see these guys turning where they are not meant to turn, right in front of the tax force guy. And because of their turning, they don't allow the traffic to move. When the light now goes red, you now realize that cars that ought to have passed are stuck in the middle of the road, and the tax force guys will come after you. And this thing happened almost on every side of the artillery side. I see we are going to Market Junction. I see we are going to the other side of Oporo Road. It happens almost every day. So from my point of view, these keke drivers are actually helping the tax force guys to catch the 14 private car owners. So it's a mess, a very big mess. Because the people that are meant to help move the traffic are the ones encouraging lawlessness on the side of the commercial drivers. It's not just only the keke. If you go to the side from artillery heading to Market Junction, you will see taxi people loading in the middle of the road, not allowing the traffic to move. So cars that are meant to be moving in accordance with the traffic lights are being restricted from movement by the commercial vehicles or the keke drivers, and they are now, the taxpayers will not take advantage of that to arrest private car owners. I don't know how we're going to get out of this, but it's a really, really problem, and all the right. Government needs to do something, because the taxpayers guys and the keke and taxi drivers are just making it a field day. It's more like a few day. You go out there, just spend 15 minutes, you'll see what I'm saying. It happens every now and then, from morning to night. It keeps happening.
All right, thank you for calling you, Influence. And we have Roland from Olu Obasanjo. All right, Roland, please do well to call back. So from what Influence says, or what he, from what he has said anyway, they keep flouting traffic rules because the people who are supposed to enforce the traffic rules are enabling them. In the sense that they see them default and they're not doing anything. They just allow them. Because it's a taxi. Because it's a tricycle. So the first person says they're trying to meet up. And that's why they are impatient on the road. And the second person says, because those of them who are supposed to be enforcing the rules are not doing what they're supposed to do. So now we have two different reasons why commercial drivers do not obey traffic rules in Port Harcourt. Okay, what else? What else? I'm sure there are so many things on this particular list. Because if you don't know that what you're doing is going to... is a problem, if you don't know that what you're doing is... if I just say it's wrong. Some people don't care if what they're doing is wrong. But they would care if they know that that wrong thing they're doing could lead to something really bad. So maybe by that time they would start, you know, to show some kind of care. They would maybe give it some thoughts. I don't know if we have a lot of people driving and they drive drunk, commercial drivers. I remember I had an experience some years ago where I can't remember the area. I think it wasn't that should be Garrison, yeah? Garrison, through the Mbogu area. So I remember now. So I was about to board a taxi and a particular man, like, dude was drunk, right? And I just felt he's one of the touts, you know? And I entered a taxi. Every other person entered. We shut the door. And then people were like, oh, where's the driver now? Driver, come, let's go. And then it was the same person that I saw was not behaving like he was okay. Like, you could clearly see that this guy was drunk. He had taken something. He was stinking and he was almost staggering. And that was the driver. Oh, I'm sure you're asking, did you calm down? I did not, though. And I wish I did. Because he was driving like a crazy person. Lawson from Transamadi, you're welcome on board.
Yeah, good afternoon, Constance.
Good afternoon to you.
Yes, thank you for this topic. You see, this problem is persisting in Port Harcourt because of...
Oh no, that did not happen. Lawson, you have to call me back. Please do. Because we're taking note of why. All right? Let's find out why. And also, if you happen to be a commercial driver and you're listening, please do also call in and let us know why you guys flout traffic rules. Why don't you obey simple traffic rules? Now, this is not that one where a particular sign is supposed to show that there is no turn here. And that sign is not visible. It's not positioned where people can easily see. And then we have maybe some security agents positioned around there. Instead of directing people on what to do, they would rather, you know, allow them to do the wrong thing so that they can collect money from them at the end of the day. Now, this is not that kind of case. I'm talking about something as simple as the traffic light. Everybody can see. Koro koro, it is showing red. What does red mean? It means you should not move. It means you should wait. It's not your turn. But even with the red, you're moving. Something as simple as that. Something as simple as this particular road right now is a one-way street. It's a one-way road. You're not supposed to have two lanes inside this road. You're supposed to just go one way, go up. But you know you're coming down. You enter that road and you are speeding on top. Something as simple as that. There's no traffic anywhere. There's nothing that should warrant that. There's no diversion. That's what I wanted to say. There's no diversion anywhere. But you have chosen and decided you will blow one way. And then you do it with so much confidence. And you're ready to even abuse the driver who is on his right lane for not shifting properly for you. Please, if you're a driver, please call in. All right, let's hear from you. Maurice is calling from Omoko. Hi, Maurice. Hello.
Hello, Pastor.
Hi, Maurice. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Maurice, your line is breaking. What's happening?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Okay, I can hear you now. Please go on.
Okay. So, talking about this commercial vehicle, kind of like you rightly said, most of them, it may not be all of them.
Yeah, not all, definitely.
Most of them do smoke. They take all kind of things. But I don't know, in the name of highness, as you know, as you say. So, unlike the other caller that called previously, some of them want to meet up. Some of them want to meet up with their daily target. And for that, they breed the traffic rules and can cause, most of the time, can cause a serious accident. So some of them too, is carelessness. Careless, they don't care about the traffic light. They just bridge, and I think we need to have the government intervene in this.
How can the government intervene? They set up the task force on illegal motor parks and street trading, and we have them on the roads.
But if you notice well, these people are there. They are collecting some bribes, and they are like they will punish some other like they will punish private drivers, and then all those commercial people, they are collecting their own, and then they will not be able to implement the right thing. So that is just that.
Okay, so have you seen them, because I've not seen them do this one, have you seen them collect money from commercial drivers?
Several times. If you are at like Artillery Junction, you will see some commercial vehicle misbehaving. But when they are with those staff, they will just come and drop something, and those people will then go steal it.
Interesting. All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
All right. We have Dakuku from Eche. Oh, wow. All right, Dakuku, please do well to call back. All right. Thank you very much. So I was mentioning some of the really, really simple things, you know, to look out for when you're driving. I've mentioned two. Another one is you're carrying your passengers, right? And someone says, drop me off here. What is so hard about actually parking the car properly off the road? You know, sometimes I just wonder if somehow there's this image in some drivers' heads. I don't know. Maybe there's an image of what the road is. There's a different image of what the road is. And so wherever they decide to halt, that place is the right place for them to park. So maybe ignorance is actually the problem here. Maybe they do not know that what it means to park does not mean to just match your brake anywhere. Maybe they don't know. So I want to add ignorance to this particular list. So far, we have they're trying to meet up. Some of them are on higher purchase, or the vehicles are on higher purchase, so they have to remit some money to whoever gave them the vehicle. And then the people who are supposed to, that's the task force officials who are supposed to hold defaulters, they're also enabling them by looking away or by chatting with them or maybe by collecting some money from them. So they are also enablers. So ignorance. Some of them actually do not know. Maybe I'm just the one who's trying to make an excuse for them. I mean, if you're driving, aren't you supposed to know how to park? Even someone who is not driving knows. You. Why do they not obey simple traffic rules, actually? Just very simple ones. Things that could keep everybody safe, keep the driver safe, keep the person who is in the vehicle safe, and also keep people who are walking along the roads safe. Dakuku is back. Dakuku from Eche. Hello, Dakuku.
Good afternoon, my sister.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
So, I don't know the adjective to qualify most of the drivers. Not all of them are bad. Most of them, when they don't take all the seats, they're able to take. Even if you are shouting, they don't care. They will not back well in other way to drop their passengers. You will see, even if most of the private, who you see them, the wine of the one to buy something on the road, instead of them to park, but with these people who sell along the road, you will see them stop in the middle, buy something, they cannot even park where, clear way, so that other people to pass, which is not good. Those are reckless drivers who are not good, who are not meant to be in the society. Don't tell you, when I see most of them, it marvels me. So, to do one or two things, I'm just telling you, it's not good. Once the drivers, all these bus drivers, they're most of them. So when they take all this with Ramadan and all this, they don't even respect the traffic again.
Okay, so Dakuku, you feel some of them abuse drugs. You feel they use drugs. That's the problem.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, they use drugs. And you see most of them, instead of them to obey the traffic, they follow one way. Moving with the speed on that one way, which they're moving. It's not good.
All right, thank you very much.
Who wants to cross the road, who looks the other side, he don't know that the motor is coming from the other side of it. He can hit the person, they will be claiming right.
All right, thank you, Dakuku, for calling.
Okay.
And then we have Zion from GRA. Hello, Mr. Zion.
It all narrows down to law enforcement. If there is a law enforcement like Timarif that doesn't take bribe, we will not have this kind of conversation. No, we will not. They will carry your car. They will just impound it immediately. Picture when Timari was functioning. No matter the hold up, cars are lined up and straight up. They don't joke with you. But these present ones we have, they're just like a disgrace to the team they call Tax Force. Tax Force was once with a fierce name. When you hear the government have set up a tax force, you will feel that fear in you. But the ones we have, they are just hungry children looking on how to survive. What do you expect them to do? They have affinities with the taxi drivers, the bus drivers. Look at the rumor. Even those traffic police here, those ladies and men, they have affinity with the bus drivers. You don't pay today. That is a negotiation. So tell me, will such a person obey traffic rules? No. After all, the person you want to report him to, he has settled the person. So what else do you want to tell him? So it's just poor tax force implementation of the law. And I think the Minister of Transport, should go a little further. Look at London. They will just capture your car number. Automatically, that fine will be deduced from your account. Have you ever heard certain... Go to world analyzing them traffic countries or whatever, the stats. London is so reduced, even though there are traffic, but not this crazy type we have not seen here in Nigeria, here in Port Harcourt. So it's poor implementation of the traffic law until the River State government restructure it. to the point that they put in graduates. I'm using the word graduate, at least they educated enough to implement the laws of the state and enter this office. And not some little children along the line, you call them to compensate them because they drag ballot box for you or you want to build a structure
okay.
For your policy.
Mr. Zion, you know, you said little children over and over, and I'm trying to picture some of the officials of the task force that I have seen, and I'm yet to see a child amongst them.
Some of them are not even close to 23 years old. Forget about it, look so big. Oh. 32. They might be looking big, huge, black, fierce, 24, 25.
But then
and
they're not
even
children.
There are elderly ones there. They are still children because if you're an adult and you know the principle of nation building, you are educated enough to be a man. You should know that this thing I'm doing is wrong. I feel so many children that can do what is wrong. Adults can't do what is wrong. That is me. That is my own
principle.
Okay,
that's what you think. All right, thank you for calling, Mr. Zion. Okay, so he's taking us back to the enforcers of the traffic rules, right? They're not doing what they're supposed to do. So I'm yet to, I think I saw a message that actually touched on something else that was going on in my mind. Let me see. I think I saw a message like that on WhatsApp. Something about ignorance. Yeah, people not knowing. Because if you're not properly educated on something, right, you're bound to do the wrong thing. And when you do the wrong thing and there's nobody to caution you, to tell you that, don't do this. This is what you are supposed to do. You will keep doing it. Let me see if I can find one, two. I saw a message like that. Okay, yeah, here it is. Hello, presenter. The traffic problem in Nigeria is rooted in our driving schools and how we obtain our driver's licenses. There's supposed to be a uniform curriculum, an understanding of traffic signs and driving etiquette that should be reinforced in a written test that we are supposed to write every time we renew our license. Everyone should have updated booklets with road signs, drivers, do's and don'ts, etc. in it. Abroad, their road safety has a strong social media presence where they interact live with citizens to stay updated about traffic rules and safety. Your name is B.O.B. And you say, P.S. Timarif started this current culture of hyper-extortion amongst police, FRSC, and task force. Say Timarif. Anyway, another message here. Dear presenter, traffic rules are not always obeyed because of institutional failure and executive... What was it? Executive what? Bastardy? The politicians and military or any other officer of that matter do not respect the ordinary Nigerian. So other road users find it easy to disobey traffic because there is an established culture of non-obedience to rules and regulations. The existing rules are not also implemented. If 10 persons are imprisoned for breaking traffic rules, whether you are an officer or security personnel, others will stop. Okoroma Godwin Chooks from Erima Community. So right now, this goes now beyond those who are supposed to enforce the traffic rules to the security agents, right? You know, usually when there's a traffic somewhere and you hear the siren blaring from afar, you know, there's this thing you feel like, yes, very soon this traffic will start moving. Because whether they are coming from the wrong side of the road, they're driving against traffic or not, you just know that they will clear it. How? They might actually drive against traffic just so they will get to where they're going to. And you know what happens after that convoy has moved, has driven past? Just look behind and see the other vehicles that will follow. So when we have the police, the military men, or the politicians and their escorts drive against traffic, disobey traffic rules. I mean, even when the traffic lights for the areas where we have the traffic lights, when the traffic light is clearly showing red, they will still jump it and keep moving. How would you expect the ordinary Nigerian to obey the traffic rules, traffic lights, or whatever? If they can stop anywhere, anyhow, just so they can do what they want to do, why would another person park well? But, are we going to, because someone is doing the wrong thing, choose to now do the wrong thing? If that wrong thing they're doing, if for every time they flout traffic rules, you know, if for every time they do that, 10 vehicles get burnt, do you think other people, not that anybody's going to set fire on the vehicles, you know, I'm just trying to think outside of the box here. You think other people are going to do the same thing? You think it's going to continue? We don't need drastic measures, actually, to do the right thing. But that's usually the problem, where we are waiting for a drastic measure to do the right thing. Well, we have the news coming up at 1 p.m., trending stories, after which we'll have some persons from Code in the next 30 minutes from 1 to 1:30. And then I'm going to come back and finish up with this conversation, because we need to find a way forward. How do we get the commercial drivers to start obeying traffic rules? What should penalty look like so that the right thing can be done? My name is Constance, and this is The Sunny Side.